Podcast on itfigurespodcast.com, part of the Pop Culture Network. I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Stina.
And I'm the Lord Killin.
What is going on, crew?
Crew, like?
You're like my crew.
Like we do that
like
thing in a
dance?
Boat? No, that thing in a boat?
Yes.
We row crew.
Yes.
That's
like,
right.
Swab the decks, me crew. Like that kind of crew?
No, like the college guys that do the race boat kayak racing.
Oh, like...
You know what? Don't even worry about it.
Oh, like J.Crew?
J.Crew. The clothing.
Like the clothing company?
That's us.
Oh, okay.
Well, like Harvard, you know, Yale?
Oh,
crew.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay.
No, I'd much rather see you guys dance.
What?
Dance
like,
crew.
Like two live crew?
Oh, yeah, we are in a dance crew. We in Pixel.
Yep.
We call it the Lord Pixel.
The Lord Pixel. That's the name of our dance crew, apparently. Yeah. I can't wait to...
We do this cool futuristic thing with the lights and the, the steam.
Next time you guys should videotape it and show them all.
We do videotape it, but it's not really
it's not,
for
you. Yep. We're going to bust it out of San Diego, though. You wait. It's the middle of the convention. Nobody's going to see it coming. So we walk around.
Hey, what?
Bam!
Scott will be carrying a boombox, and all of a sudden we'll just, in the middle of San Diego on the floor, just throw down and challenge some random people.
It's a dance-off?
To a dance-off.
That's going to be amazing. I can't wait.
We're definitely gonna get on TV then.
We're gonna school.
Oh yeah, that would definitely get on TV. I'm sure.
Or get us kicked out. That'll be fun too.
You know what? We should like do some kind of costume or something crazy.
We
should be like super nerds.
We're gonna dress Scotty up. What does he want to wear?
Power Rangers outfit.
Scotty's on the film crew. He doesn't get to do anything.
Oh, okay. He's just gonna videotape things.
That's his. He's the intern of the trip.
Oh, okay. All right.
So we'll dress up and, you know what we should do? We should do the Rock'em Sock'em He-Man and Skeletors.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll dress up in boxing and we'll have like the sticks behind us and we'll have somebody like controlling us. And we'll build like a little ring around us.
Oh my god.
That'd be the costume. Rock'em Sock'em
He-Man.
You know
how hard that would be to walk around that place with all that?
No, it'll be fine.
Okay.
The stage will be stationary. We'll just look like He-Man and Skeletor walking around with boxing gloves until we get into our
like,
costume.
Why are you in boxing? Why are you wearing boxing gloves?
And then we'll punch him in the face.
We'll figure it out later. Yeah,
That's why. Cauliflower mushroom. Woolly.
Oh my god! I can't wait till San Diego. It's going to be amazing.
So yeah, we're going to do that, or we can do Blue Man Group. It'll be easy.
You and Swain. And Scott films it. Mm-hmm.
We'll freak people out because we'll be like, oh my god, the Blue Man people are here.
Sweeney, I'm sorry, you have to shave your face and your head in order for this Blue Man group thing to work.
Oh, well, there'll be four of us. We can do the Ninja Turtles.
Okay. All four of us.
Yeah. The new ones, the live action ones. The next mutation.
Oh, good. We're the next mutation turtles?
Yep. Really confuse people. Or even better, I'll dress up as Lord Shredder and you'll be on my foot soldiers. And I'll have you go steal things.
This is for Lord Shredder.
Do my bidding.
I'm in.
And then I'll come like Super Shredder.
I'll just start hijacking all the exclusive lines because I'm a ninja.
And you're like, no, you'll kill us. And I'm like, then so be it. So yeah, I like that idea better. And then we'll just steal things. It'd be great.
No, we'll be able to catch us though because we're ninjas.
That's right.
They'll never know.
We'll have the bug-eyed and everything. The old school... Movie,
like the movie costumes? Kind of,
yeah. It'd be great.
I'm in. Swain, bring your foot soldier costumes. I know you've probably got a few lying around.
Change of plans. Bring the foot soldier costumes. Go to plan B.
Plan B.
That'd be great, wouldn't it?
Oh my god, that'd be so much fun.
It'd be funny.
You need to have one for every day, though. One day you can be the Blue Man Group. One day you'll be Ninja Turtles.
Oh my God. I was just being lazy. Blue Man Group is kind of retarded.
You can't say that.
Oh, here we go again. Censoring myself. So, yeah. But yeah, I like that. We're going to do that for sure.
For sure. We're doing that.
Or, okay. Oh, here's another idea.
You're going to be upset when we
don't. Here's another idea. We'll dress up like the Voltron lions and we'll attach you to each other.
What? How is that going to work? And there's only four of us. We need a fifth.
Yeah, we'll find somebody.
We're going to find somebody. Oh,
Val.
Val's going to be the fifth lion.
He right? isn't totally into Voltron.
He loves Voltron.
He's so Voltron. He'll be the top piece.
Like, all
right, Val. No. Swing will be the top. He's kind of lighter.
Okay.
So. He's smaller. Yeah. That's smart.
So you and Val are both tall, so you'll have to be the legs.
That's fine. We do it. We'll hold it tall.
Okay. No, see, Scott will have to be like the black lion, because he's got to be like the big middle piece.
Yeah, that's about
and then
right.
And me and Swing can be the arms.
That's cool. We'll do that.
Okay. All right.
So that's what we're going to do.
All right.
That's sweet. On day two, Voltron.
Voltron, day two. Four blazing sword. I'll form the head. I can't wait. Oh, jeez. Yep, San Diego's going to be crazy.
Anyway, oh, yeah, news.
Speaking of, we got a lot of news going on this week. It's like everybody's starting to actually unload this stuff, man. They're trying to get everybody pumped for everything they're going to be showing off at San Diego. We're getting very close to that, by the way. Oh, we're like 4 weeks away now, something like that, 5 weeks?
Yeah, you know what? I'm ready. Let's do it.
I'm excited. I'm pumped. I'm getting more and more excited as we go. So is Christina. She's so excited that we're leaving her.
I know. She likes to be home alone.
Mm-hmm.
So she can have adventures.
Adventures.
Misadventures. Christina.
She's never come home.
All right. So, kicking off the toy news for the week, McFarlane has released images from both the comic series and the TV series of the Walking Dead action figures.
You know what? You said that on the news thing, and I just realized that I didn't realize there was a difference.
Yeah, well, I think they're doing like...
So I have no idea if I ordered movie or comic.
Well, I think it's the same line, but like Wave 1 is comic-inspired, Wave 2 is movie-inspired, Wave 3 is comic, Wave 4 is TV.
I think
they're alternating.
I did know that, yes.
Yeah, I think they're alternating waves. So, the first wave, which is comic-inspired, is going to have Officer Rick Grimes, Michonne, Zombie Lurker, and Zombie Roamer. Yeah.
Hey, I hope everybody wants to buy them from the Pop Culture Network store, because I think we have a ridiculous amount of cases coming.
Did you order a bunch of them?
Yeah, I ordered from several places, and I forgot I ordered.
Oh, no.
So, I think we got like 4 cases at least coming.
So then the second wave is inspired by the TV series from AMC, which Christina's excited about.
I love that show.
It's a great show, isn't it?
Yeah.
I'm surprised you like that.
I can't believe I got her watching it.
It grosses me out, but I'm like addicted to it at the same time. There's some parts I don't watch, and he has to tell me when to look again.
Because I watched the first episode without her, and then I was like, you should give this a chance. I think you might actually watch it. So I actually got her to watch it with me, and she's been hooked ever since that.
And Gwen watch it. We love it. It's great.
Can't wait till it comes back.
Halloween. We have to wait till Halloween again.
I think I can wait.
So the TV series is Deputy Rick Grimes, Daryl Dixon, and then Zombie Walker and Zombie Biter. So both waves have 2 zombies and 2 humans, basically. But you got your comic inspired and your TV show inspired.
Good.
All of which look great, by the way. They all look awesome. They're awesome looking.
As long as they don't fall apart when you touch them, they'll be all right.
Yep, we get a comic version of Rick Grimes and a TV version of Rick Grimes, so that's kind of cool.
And being made by McFarlane, and I'm sure they're going to be of quality, so...
Yeah, quality be good. I wonder if these are going to be more like the statue style, or if they'll actually add articulation like their Halo figures. I'm not sure.
I don't even care.
I couldn't really tell with the pictures, so... They do look awesome. They do look awesome, so... I don't know if I'll be picking any up, but I might. I might grab a couple.
Hey, why don't you go green and memorize all the news?
Why don't I go green and memorize? You don't like all this paper?
You're polluting.
I know. I recycle. I'll recycle it.
Your footprint on the planet is horrendous.
Oh, no. I'll recycle it. All right. Mezco keeps pumping out their San Diego exclusive announcements. They just revealed exclusive 4, 5, and 6, I think it is.
What are we talking about?
All the exclusives that they announced for San Diego. So, okay, we'll just go through them down the list here.
Okay.
New ones that they announced. Living Dead Dolls Resurrection Set. So this is Penny, Deadbra Ann, Damien, and Inferno have all been reimagined with new outfits and glass-look eyes.
How much?
It does not say.
It just does not say, or you did not put it?
No, it does not say. It says it's a non-numbered limited edition. The set will premiere at San Diego Comic-Con and is also available for pre-order on Mezco's website.
You better buy the crap out of that, because those things, every time I try to pre-order some, because I'm trying to get some in the store again, they are pre-sold out every time.
Really?
Every time. Every wave.
I saw one of the exclusives, and one of them looks kind of cool.
Yeah, I think the one really that you cool. liked actually was, because they got another Living Dead Doll exclusive. They've got 13th anniversary Living Dead Doll Sadie. So she is the first Living Dead Doll. She's back in black and white party dress with a party hat and a special 13th anniversary coffin. She's another one that is a non-numbered limited edition. Edition size is to be determined. And that's all the information they've got on her so far. But she will also be at San Diego.
I think She actually looks pretty cool. I think Living Dead Dolls is like a highly underrated, like, we won't give it a, like, most collectors, guys won't give it a chance, but it's like a really cool, up quality line.
It depends on the figure.
That's true, but it's a head and miss. They're really cool. I like them.
A lot of work and detail goes into them. I will say that. Like, I mean, and some of them do look kind of neat. I mean, they're not my thing, but I think they're neat looking, and I know there's a lot of collectors out there for those. So,
you know, we know from experience it's not everybody's cup of tea. But
it's not. That's right. That's right. That's right.
But you know, I do like them. I do. I like looking at them. I can't fit it into my collection. Like, I just can't imagine.
That's the same.
I can't. And they are expensive. I just can't imagine having them. But I do like them.
I did like some of the ones they did. Like, they did that Beetlejuice one, and I thought that one was really cool.
Oh, and like the Saw puppet.
Yeah,
was really cool. Yeah.
Stuff like that is kind of neat. The next exclusive they have is the Mezitz Wonder Woman keychain.
I didn't even look at that picture.
First female character in the DC lineup, and first one to feature sculpted hair. So she's not just like, she actually has the hair on the Mezitz body. Stands 2 inches tall, features 5 points of articulation, and a sturdy metal clasp. So she's one of the small Mezitz, and she's actually on a keychain. She will premiere at San Diego Comic-Con and is also available for pre-order on Mezco's website. So it looks like you can get it in both places, just like the Living Dead dolls.
She looks pretty cool when I looked at it.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things, you got to be into that vinyl type thing.
I wouldn't want that on my keys, man. It would be so big.
It would be kind of big.
And you would ruin it by scraping it.
I got Lego. Well, you know what? That's true, because my Lego keychain is like, you can't even see the face anymore.
Yeah,
it's rubbed off.
Yeah.
I had Disney ones, and they don't have a face.
The one that Chris Vint gave me back in the day.
Oh, yeah, the Rock Band one.
The European rocker.
Yeah.
Right.
All right, and the last exclusive that they've announced so far is their 20-inch Mega Edition Lion-O Variant Edition. So this is that big, giant 20-inch Lion-O action figure that they showed off at Toy Fair this year.
I looked at the picture. I couldn't tell what the variation was.
Let me figure out exactly what it says. He's Special Edition Variant features interchangeable glowing eyes head with an open mouth. So the eyes are glowing and the mouth is open.
Okay.
As opposed to the other one. He comes with both the Long Sword of Omens and the Short Sword of Omens. And your phone rings. I was attacked by some idiot in the project. So dumb. Yo,
now.
He's climbing in your windows. He's snatching your people up.
I needed to get that off my ringtone. I've had it for like ever. Every time I'm like, oh my God, stop it, stop.
All right, so anyway, the exclusive version's got interchangeable glowing eyes head with open mouth, both Short and Long Sword of Omens, and alternate left hand claw shield. So he's just got some extra things that the regular edition doesn't have.
Okay.
So,
whatever.
Again, no prices listed. Edition sizes to be determined. It's a non-numbered limited edition. It will premiere at San Diego, but is also available for pre-order on Mezco's website. So if that's something that interests you. That one, I don't know.
I'm really concerned with how that one's going to sell.
I don't think that their regular edition one was even very expensive. I think it was only like 35 bucks, and that's pretty good
for a 20-inch figure, for
San Diego exclusive. So, I don't think I'll buy the exclusive version of that one, but I am still planning to buy the regular one.
Are you really?
I think so. It's going to be huge.
I think I need to see it in person.
I like Lion-O.
I'll look at it. If they have it at San Diego, I'll look at it and see.
They probably will have it on display at their booth.
If it doesn't look all like cheap.
Which, by the way, they actually sent out requests today for interviews at San Diego, and I put us down. So we should have a Mezco interview from San Diego. All right. So next up is news from our good friends over at Nerd City. Ben Spencer. He is still cranking out these new Galaxor figures. I know he's actually working on a brand new figure, but he's also still working on these new versions of Galaxor in the process. And so they just revealed Galaxor 005 this past week, which I must say is the coolest looking Galaxor to date.
I am, like, really on the fence of considering buying that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
So, of course, once again, with the help of the God Beast, our good friend Marty Hansen, who helped sculpt this figure for, or helped with the casting and everything for this figure. It's a crystal clear resin Galaxor body that is jam-packed with neon yellow BBs, which he's calling Xenotron drones. So this thing, like, if you guys haven't seen the pictures of this yet, you need to go check it out. It is, like, incredibly cool. It's the Galaxor body that's completely translucent, but it's packed full of these yellow, like, BBs, like little plastic BBs.
Mm-hmm.
And they're, like, this neon yellow, so they're blacklight responsive. So you can put this guy under the blacklight, and all these little yellow bulbs inside of him just glow really bright. That is a cool-looking figure.
It is definitely cool. That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm, like, on the fence of buying it, because I know it's going to be expensive, and I know they're very limited and all that, but it's so cool that you almost cannot help yourself but wanting to buy it.
Yeah, I know. He is fantastic. So definitely you can check that out on our website. You can also check out the official site, which is Galaxor.com with two X's. Also in those pictures, it's kind of cool because we get a look at Marty's or God Beast's Glios Mutant figures, which are kind of cool. He put them in there for comparison of the size. And those are pretty neat, too. So definitely head on over there, Galaxor.com, and check that out. And as he's got more information and updates on the figure as far as pricing and all that, he will be posting it there. So definitely check out that.
And if he wants to give me one for being a jerk so many times. Although he wasn't a jerk, but...
Yeah, Ben's our guy.
If you want to make up for your friend's mistakes... You can send me one of those figures.
Dang.
I'm talking about you, Max. Max Miner, biggest internet jerk.
Just in case you were wondering, he's talking about you.
That is Max Miner, the jerk of Chicago.
The jerk of Chicago. That's his title?
Yeah, he has a key to everything. he has a proclamation that, you know.
Oh, my God.
He's amazing. He's well known. Everybody knows him.
Well known. All right, so here's big news, big one to go through here. Biff Bang Pow sent out an entire list of all of their San Diego Comic-Con exclusives.
It was so much to read, I gave
up. They've got so much stuff, so we'll just kind of flip through it really quick here, just so that everybody knows exactly what there is. First of all, Doctor Who. They do have a few new of the 8-inch scale EMCE toys, which are like retro ones.
I still can't do the Doctor Who thing. I cannot get my head around it.
Yeah. Let me see if we... San Diego Comic-Con witnesses the debut of the Fourth Doctor and Sontaran Field Major Steyr action figures. I hope I even said all that right. They are limited editions of 3,000 pieces. They come with Series True accessories, real fabric clothing, multiple points of articulation, sold separately, $20 a piece. And they also have the Comic-Con exclusive TARDIS bobblehead with sound for $22. And they've got a Doctor Who TARDIS tin tote for $15. So it's like a lunchbox, basically, or a tote.
Yeah.
So there's your Doctor Who stuff. Next up, Twilight Zone, which we actually had to talk about these briefly before. They've got the exclusive Bob Wilson Don Carter Deluxe figure set for $30, which is the William Shatner set.
Yeah. Is Shatner going to be there yet?
I don't know if Shatner's at Comic-Con. He might be.
That is the set to buy. Last
year? He was there last year, I'm pretty sure.
You need Shatner to sign that.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I'm sure he's going to charge $30 too, but, you know.
Or more.
But that would be the perfect signature.
It's a limited edition of 1500, and I know that, I know Sween's going to be all over that. Also making the San Diego appearance is the Venusian Invader, Dr. Bernardi, and Henry Bemis action figures. Each are a limited edition of 1,704.
I'm not going to let Swing.
$20 a piece.
I'm not going to let Swing buy them.
No?
No.
Oh.
I'm going to say, you can't buy this. It's part of the punishment.
What's his punishment for? What is he being punished for?
For coming with us.
Bogus.
What a jerk.
What a jerk. They are also doing the Twilight Zone bobblehead for $15.
He can buy that, though.
Presents five unforgettable symbols synonymous with Rod Serling in the Twilight Zone, which is like the clock and the swirl and the eyeball, all that stuff like from the intro. That's what the bobblehead is. And then, I know the one that he's super excited about is the San Diego exclusive series accurate black and white Talkie Tina doll replica.
He definitely can't have that
$140.
Oh, he can have that. Good luck, brother.
Reproduction, eerily lifelike reproduction is 1,000 piece limited edition. It stands 18 inches tall, features fabric clothing, rooted hair, eyelids that open and close, speaks five authentic phrases from the spine-chilling Living Doll episode.
Is he going to buy that?
Very cool. He is going to buy that.
Are you serious?
He wants to buy that.
Come on, Swing.
He's a big Twilight Zone.
That's like
guy.
How many pizzas? How many pizzas is that?
How many pizzas is that?
Like 10, at least.
At least. Yeah, Twilight Zone's like his favorite. So.
What pizza are you
gotta
buying?
Gotta get him a little bit.
$14 pizzas? That's about right.
That's about that right. Is pizza, true. Yeah. We buy $5 pizzas.
Me too. God bless you.
That,
Little Caesars.
What is that? That crust, the dipping crust pizza, pizza at the end of the night? That's so good. Yeah. Oh my God.
Pizza is great, but they close early. They need to stay up later.
Next up, they got Venture Brothers exclusives. These are the EMCE toys, just the same thing, the retro style figures. They've got the Comic-Con exclusive Rusty and Jonas Venture Sr. with a tin toe for $45.
That was kind of cool.
They got the debut of Dr. Girlfriend! Woo! And Hank, Dr. Orpheus, and Phantom Limb, all for $20 each. They are exclusive limited edition of 1,500 pieces, and the debuts are limited to 3,000 pieces each. So there you go.
They are teamed with Entertainment Earth distributors, so more than likely the stuff didn't sell out last year. So
they'll sell them through Entertainment Earth,
right?
Because like, we got in the
we actually are a carrier of Biff Bang Pow products, so I'm sure we'll have those available in the store after the con,
right?
So I wouldn't be too worried about those, you know, disappearing.
All right, next up is one that my wife is excited about.
I yes! love her.
It's NCIS exclusive. 7-inch tall bobblehead of Abby from NCIS, if you ever watch that show.
I don't, and that is dumb.
$15.
I love Abby on that show.
I cannot find a bobblehead I care enough to buy.
I don't like bobbleheads, but, you know,
some
people do.
I was trying to think of one I would care about.
Miniatures of bobbleheads.
So do I have to bring you an Abby bobblehead now? So,
I think if I had a bobblehead of myself, I'd probably buy it.
You can get those. They got that company that makes bobbleheads.
Yeah, but I don't want to spend that money.
That's a lot of money for those. Yeah,
it'd be a lot of cool.
Yeah, she's probably not as cool with bobblehead as she is on television.
Did you look at the picture of it?
No, not yet.
It looks just like her. It's crazy. All right, and then we got Lost. San Diego Comic-Con exclusive Lost Polar Bear bobblehead. So here we go, more bobbleheads. $15 for that. Then we've got the debut of much-anticipated action figures of Sawyer, Juliet, Jack, Syed, Miles, and Claire.
It's Syed.
Syed? Okay. I've never watched Lost.
What?
Gotta be honest.
Nope. Are you kidding me?
I hear we should have watched
I've never seen it.
You
I've
are,
never seen it.
Something's wrong with you.
Something's wrong with me for not watching Lost?
Yeah.
Never seen it, man.
Six seasons.
I can.
And you didn't watch any of it.
I can still go back and watch it. Look, right
no,
now,
you can't. No,
right
you can't.
Now, right now, I'm watching True Blood, and I'm really digging True Blood. We just started season three the other night. I know that you've gotten mostly through three now.
No, I'm done with three.
You're done with
I'm
three. Well, don't
four.
Spoil it. We just started season three. We got three episodes in. That's a pretty great show.
Wow, I can't believe you realize like everybody watched Lost. Even like the Amish are talking about it.
Even the Amish. Well, everybody but us apparently. We will watch it at some point. We still have to start Dexter. We want to watch Dexter really bad.
I have a lot of shows just to start.
I kind of been waiting to
see. I want to watch Dexter
because I have those sets at home.
We're watching through Buffy again. Like this will be my second or third time through Buffy, but I'm watching it with Christina now. So
it's my first time.
Yep. Which I'm a big Buffy fan. True Blood's pretty cool. I still like Buffy better, but I'm just
once more with feeling.
That's much more with feeling.
I love that episode.
That's the episode, man. I love that episode. All right. So anyway, those Lost figures, same thing. They're the EMCE 8-inch toys. They are $20 a piece, limited to 1,000 pieces.
Which is the actual price they usually sell for anyway. So
yeah, so I mean,
you're not getting jacked at Comic-Con.
Exactly. And lastly, they have an exclusive Dexter action figure.
Which we'll understand when we watch.
The first ever 3¾-inch Dexter action figure. Features 10 points of articulation. Comes with awesome blood slide accessory for $15.
What size?
3 3/4 inch.
Really?
Yeah, 3 3/4 inch Dexter action figure. That's actually kind of cool.
I think so, I got seven. I think we have some 7-inch Dexter figures on the way.
There were 7-inch ones, but
I think we have those on pre-order.
This will be good for 3 3/4 inch collectors. You can have Dexter go around and murder your G.I. Joes.
How much was it? Did you say?
$15.
I'm buying one.
That's pretty awesome.
I'm going to buy one. Sure.
Why not? Pretty awesome. So there you go. That is Biff Bang Palace San Diego Comic-Con list of exclusives. They have a lot of stuff, so if you're a fan of them, you probably are going to spend a lot of money with those guys.
Hey, last year was a good year for them. They're coming up.
Yeah, they really are. They got a lot of great lines, actually. I think the Twilight Zone line is awesome. And even though I'm not like a big collector of the retro-style things, I think that was absolutely the right choice.
Right time, Twilight Zone figures.
I mean, that is awesome.
They picked up on that right the last time, at the good time for that, because it was... I don't know. A lot of things came together for Biff and Powell, and now here they are.
I mean, I've been recording episodes of Twilight Zone on Sci-Fi, like just as something to watch when I don't have anything else to watch. Just that show's cool. I like that show.
The new version?
No, the old one, the original one. They show old episodes on Sci-Fi every now and then, and sometimes they come on at like 4 o'clock in the morning. So I just DVR them when I'm not.
Dude, I try to watch that old stuff, but sometimes I'm like,
I really like that show.
I was just entertaining.
I think that show was awesome.
I listened to the radio. Sometimes if I'm driving late at night, I've heard channels play the radio versions, like the episodes on the radio.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool.
Those are kind of interesting, but...
It was sweet.
But the humor in you know, trying to get back in that time frame, because they're talking like back then, and I'm like, I don't understand what they're saying.
What are they going on about? Isn't that... All right. Well, let's go ahead and take a quick commercial break, and then we'll come back. We still have a lot of toy news that we're going to plow through, so hang tight, guys. We'll be right back.
Hey guys, I'm Rob Bass, and if you love toys, come check out my show, Not Mitten Box, every Tuesday on the Pop Culture Network.
You're listening to a podcast on PopCultureNetwork.com. Be sure to head on over to the site at www.PopCultureNetwork.com to check out more podcasts and videos featuring toys, comic books, video games, and all the things you love. And while you're there, be sure to check out the Pop Culture Network store, where everything you purchase helps to keep us producing. Just head over to PopCultureNetwork.com and click on Store.
What it is, friends. Sween Holic here, inviting you to join me every Monday for Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk. What's that, you ask? Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk is my weekly video series in which we take a look at my favorite toy line of yesteryear, Vintage Playmates Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. If you're a green teen goer, I'm betting you'll have a great time getting reacquainted with old friends or meeting new ones for the first time. That's Radical Retro Turtle Toy Talk at www.radicalretro.com, part of the Pop Culture Network.
Hi there, you're listening to a podcast which you can only find on PopCultureNetwork.com. My name is Chris Vint and I'm the host of a couple of podcasts on PopCultureNetwork.com, such as Master Universe Chronicles and Operation Retroshock. But today I'm here to talk to you about Master Universe Chronicles. Are you a fan of all things He-Man? Masters Universe? Do you love the vintage toys, but you're not thinking, I don't really know an awful lot about them? Well, why don't you listen to Master Universe Chronicles? I've got interviews with Pop Culture Network's own Pixel Dan. I've got even interviews with the head of Mattel, brand manager Scott Toy Guru Knightlick, Larry DiTillo, who worked in the Filmation One, Dean Steffen, who worked in the 2002 incarnation of Master Universe. So yeah, why not even head over to the Pop Culture Network forums, have your say on what episodes you would like to see featured on my episode commentaries with James Bustatoon's E-Talk. There's a lot going on and I would love to have you involved, so why not listen to the show and contribute and head over to the forums. And until next time.
All right, guys, welcome back from the break.
Yay, more me.
More killing. All right, so let's crank out the last couple toy news topics here. Funko! We got a press release from Funko showing off their fourth quarter solicitations, which is crazy. That's early for fourth quarter stuff. But they are, their whole press release was basically they're gearing up for Halloween already. To say it's never too early to start planning for Halloween.
That's true.
That's what Danny says.
I like Halloween.
Halloween is amazing.
Halloween's one of my favorite holidays.
He's already, by the time it's up, before Halloween gets here, he's already got our costumes ready for the next year.
Listen, I don't know what we're doing this year.
See, we don't do costumes, but we
do.
I like to enjoy the festivities.
I like having a big Halloween party every year. We always dress up. It's fun. So Funko, here we go. We got...
Maybe I'll come this year.
Funko, you should.
It'll
you
be
should.
At our house.
So Funko is...
Oh, am I invited?
Yeah.
I'm not coming.
Oh. If you're invited, you're not invited.
I'm only going to come if I can crash
you. You're not invited. You better not show up, dude.
Dude, we're going to do the Siamese twins costume. So we got to come.
Okay. So Funko is, you know, they're mostly known for their wacky wobblers, their bobbleheads. But they also do, like, the pop vinyl figures, which are kind of cool. Which, again, it's like another Mezzets or another, Mighty Mugs
designer
kind of thing.
Vinyl.
Designer vinyl type thing.
Yeah.
But they're cool looking. But some of the new ones they were showing off were pretty sweet. So here's what we got. We got the Frankenstein Wacky Wobbler. We got the Creature from the Black Lagoon Wacky Wobbler. We got the Werewolf Wacky Wobbler, Dracula, and Beetlejuice they're throwing in there with the Universal Monsters. So that's kind of cool.
He's a what? He's a Universal Monster?
Well, he's with the group, so I don't know.
That's weird.
I know he's at Universal Studios and stuff, Beetlejuice is.
Well, maybe they just slid him under the...
Yep, threw him in there, snuck him in.
It was Beetlejuice. He's a monster. No, he's not. He's just a... He's a dirty guy.
He's a dirty guy. He's a hobo.
He's a hobo.
We don't want no hobos and bobbleheads.
With syphilis.
Oh, my God.
Well, he had something in the side of his mouth.
Yeah, you're right. He's all crusty and stuff.
Yeah, I'm assuming it was syphilis.
Hey, babes.
Yeah. He was totally that kind of guy.
Hey, babes.
Some kind of guy you meet at the bus stop.
Oh, good.
Christina thinks Beetlejuice is attractive.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Yeah. See? She's into that. All right. On top of that, they also showed off some of their new cereal monster stuff, which I think is incredibly awesome.
Super happy. Oh, wait a minute. This is exclusive, right? The box... No, that was Mattel.
That Mattel's doing that box with the car. But these are, like, they showed off plushies. So they have little plushies of Count Chocula, Frankenberry, and Boo Berry. And then they've also got the cereal monster pop vinyl figures of Count Chocula, Boo Berry, and Frankenberry. And I love those cereals. I'm a huge fan of those. Always have been. I always stock up on those at Halloween.
Hey, I just remembered. I ordered those.
Did you?
Yes.
Oh, that's awesome. Because I'm actually kind of excited for those, and there might be a chance I grab one.
I sat there at the ordering screen trying to decide if I wanted to buy them, but I'm like, wait a minute. They're Frankenberry.
I love Booberry, Frankenberry.
And Count Chocula. I'm ordering these things.
Booberry's awesome, too, but I'll probably grab... Like, Frankenberry is my favorite cereal. I love Frankenberry, so I'll probably grab one of those. Christina's super happy about it.
Awesome.
I am. I'm happy for you.
Oh, hey, thanks.
Did you see that they're making chocolate versions of everybody's, like, all the old cereal, like Lucky Charms? Now there's a chocolate Lucky Charms.
There's a chocolate Lucky Charms?
Yeah.
That doesn't sound tempting.
Like, almost all the regular cereals, there's a chocolate version now of them.
That's weird. Why do they do that?
Isn't there, like, what? Chocolate Cheerios now?
Yeah, and they're good. They're very good.
Are they?
Yeah.
I know that
they made, like, those chocolate donuts, Captain Crunch is what they call them. And I was buying those for a while, and I actually kind of liked them.
They have a chocolate and peanut butter mix, too.
Do they?
Peanut butter crunch?
Yeah.
Ooh. I love peanut butter crunch.
Regular crunch, and I'm good.
I don't like regular Captain Crunch. It tears up my mouth.
I love it.
Every so often, I go down the aisle and look at the cereals. I'm like, oh my God, man, they're just doing anything. But yeah, the new thing is chocolate. Everything's chocolate.
Everything's chocolate. That is so weird. Why are they
But yeah,
that?
Chocolate Cheerios. Because
that's
very,
what the kids want.
I was surprised. I tried it.
Chocolate
Cheerios. Wow, these are amazing. They're like chocolate and Cheerios.
And both.
So you've got chocolate milk in the end.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's why I always like Cocoa Pebbles.
Ugh.
I love Cocoa Pebbles. And then it makes you have chocolate milk in your bowl.
And now they're making chocolate Masters of the Universe cereal.
Oh, my God, I'm in. Give me 8 boxes now. Masters of the Universe cereal?
Only 8?
More. I can have more? More.
He-Man-O's. And Skeletos.
Skeletos.
Orcos.
They're just bones.
Eternian Frosted Flakes.
All your favorite Eternian cereals.
All right, so speaking of Masters, our last two pieces of news today are from the Classics line. Yay! So Mattel released packaged images of the San Diego exclusive Queen Marlena and the MaddieCollector.com version of Captain Marlena Glenn. So we finally got to see her in package shots, which, you know, she just comes in the same standard
packaging. Yeah, she's so, I'm so disappointed with that.
Really?
Yeah, because ever since they did that King Grayskull, it's like they haven't done anything. Yeah, I want something spectacular.
Yeah, they haven't done anything special since King Grayskull.
What would hers look like, though?
She just looks like a regular figure in the line.
No, I meant what would her special package
What if she came in like a spaceship, like a crashed spaceship?
She comes in a pop-up box where she's riding Cringer.
It's gotta be like
he pops out and she jumps on top of him like action feature.
Oh my god! No, dude, I just want to like her riding on Cringer totally reminds me of that Old Spice commercial.
Yep,
with dude sitting on the tiger in the bathroom.
I'm riding on the Buttercat.
Abdominals.
Yeah, just sitting there at the toilet just for no reason.
That sounds awesome.
That was weird.
That was weird. Yeah, I love those commercials. God, those are great. The cool thing about these images is that they did reveal both of her bios. So we've got the bio for Queen Marlena and the bio for Captain Marlena Glenn. So you can read those. They're posted on our site right now with the actual photos of the bios. And I got to say that both of these bios on both figures are probably two of my favorite bios I've seen in this line so far.
Are you happy because she recognizes that she knew that?
I think that is a really cool nod because that's totally a nod to the old cartoon. Like, because they mentioned in there that she secretly knows both Adam and Adora's secrets, mm-hmm. but, you know, she doesn't tell anybody that she knows. And that nods back to the old cartoon, because they kind of did that episode where, you know, it's that mother's intuition thing. You know, moms always know.
Yeah, I read that, and I was like, yeah, I don't care.
It was cool. And they threw a lot of other nods in there, like Project Photog, which I was super happy about, because...
What's that?
Fearless Photog is that old figure from the classic line that never got created. It's the one that... they had a bunch of kids submit designs for figures, and that's the one that won and was supposed to be turned into a real figure, and they never did it.
You think they're going to make that?
Yeah, you think they're going to make
that? I hope that's what this means, is that we're finally going to get a Fearless Photog.
That's what they were saying, a figure that something that everybody's been wanting for a long time and never got it.
Oh my god, Horseman did say that they're sculpting a figure that, you know...
For 30 years or whatever.
They said they're sculpting a classic figure that hasn't been... It was something like that,
but
yeah.
That could be any figure.
Well, he said, no, it was... Something that the fans have been wanting for 30 years now and has never gotten.
It was the first time that they were sculpting, I think he said. It was a classic character, but it was the first time they were sculpting it was part of his hint. I don't know.
That could be a lot.
He keeps dropping hints like that. The other day, the Horseman put one out there that said, working on three Masters of the Figures right now at the same time. Two of them are from the old posters.
Okay.
And that's all it said.
Thanks.
Yeah, there's like four or five of those posters that just have all those characters on them. It could be anybody. So then I asked them if it was Mosquitor, and they sent back, "Don't worry, Dan. When it's Mosquitor, we'll make sure you're the one that gets to reveal it." And I was like, "Oh yeah, booyah! You know it."
Hey, you know what? I was on eBay the other day. They had a mints on card Mosquitor.
Like,
that was perfect.
Can I have it?
It's over $140.
Oh,
that was it.
Hey, if I
thought that was cheap.
It is cheap, honestly.
Because
he was one of those ones.
Was like 500.
He came out towards the end of the line. He's kind of rare. He's kind of sought after. If I could get a mint on card Mosquitor, he's one of those ones I would probably actually grade. I'd love to have like a nice graded mint on card Mosquitor in my collection.
Yeah, because I almost thought about buying that auction just so I could have it in your face. But
oh yeah, you would, jerk.
But I had it and
in your face.
I was like, man, I wonder if that would be graded. And then a day after, a graded one of the exact same condition sold, and it sold for $500 and some.
Oh my god!
So you would have made quick $300 if you would have bought it graded.
And then turn around and sold it.
Right.
Oh my god! I want one, babe.
So I was like, why did I do that?
I'll get on that for you.
Yes.
First time I ever seen one on a card that was, like, super nice.
They don't pop up very often.
No.
Not at all. All right, so, last bit of news for today. It's another Masters of the Universe thing. And it has to do with Megator secret accessory. So I'm telling you guys right now, if you are still wanting to keep this a secret, if you don't know, this is your spoiler warning right here. I would probably fast-forward this podcast about 15 minutes or so.
Nobody's going to fast forward. Who's going to fast forward?
You're right. I know, but there's...
I want to be surprised.
There was a big group of people that really didn't want to be surprised, and that's...
Why? Come on.
That's part of the reason Mattel removed all the secret accessories from the review samples. So as you guys saw the video, I did not have the secret accessory because Mattel removed it.
Did you guess?
I guessed exactly right. You can ask her. I told her exactly what I thought it was, and I was right.
As soon as he got it out of the box, he knew what it was.
So, once again, our good buddies over in China you know, those nice guys that work at the factory.
China Bay.
Decided they wanted to, I guess, jank one from the factory and sell it on the bay. So a Megator popped up on eBay just a couple days ago, and he happens to be with his secret accessory, which is an additional head. It's a zombie Megator head. And a lot of people speculated that's what it would be as soon as they read the bio that talks about how he originally worked for Hordak, and then he died, and then King Hiss came and brought him back to life as a mindless zombie. So immediately people were going, oh, that'd be really cool if he came with two heads and he had a zombie head. Well, turns out that's exactly what they did. So
keep reading the bios.
Yep, there you go. Keep reading the bios. It actually meant something this time. Megator's going to come with an additional head that he's got, like, this crazy zombie-ified face. And he's actually got, like, rooted hair. It's, like, white hair. And it's hanging down in his face, and it's all patchy. So he's got, like, bald spots in his back. And it's kind of a cool-looking little accessory, actually. So, again, I'll never complain about something additional that they throw in a box. I don't know if I will display that head, because I think I like the regular one better still. But
the regular one looks better.
It's kind of a neat little nod there. It's a cool little thing that ties in with the new bio. So, there you go. I mean, I think some people are okay with it. I think a lot of people are like, oh, why are they just... Why did we get an extra head with Megator and not with Clawful and stuff like that? I've seen people saying things like that. So, you know, people are kind of, you know, half and half on it. But I think it's kind of neat. I hope that Mattel sends me mine now that they... since they took it and didn't give it to me and now everybody knows what it is. I would like my head now, please, Mattel, so that I can...
If not, it's going to be waste.
Scott's going to make an ashtray out of his heads.
I was talking to him on Sunday, and I was like, yeah, so where's my accessory? And he just kind of laughed, and he's like, yeah, actually, they're in a pile on my desk right now. It's kind of morbid. And I was like, oh, okay, nice. How about you send that to me? He's
going
to
make some slippers out of it.
I just got a bunch of Megator zombie heads on his desk.
Zombies.
Everything's zombies right now.
Zombies.
Everything's always zombies.
Zombies are hot. Zombies are
super
hot.
Super
sexy. Ah.
That would be awesome. Hey, you know what I was thinking about? I was looking at your shirt and I just remembered. Do you remember those robots that blew the smoke out? And they're like, I would say early 90s, late 80s, they were the robots that would. Roll around and move, looking just like your shirt.
I think so.
And they had like LED lights, and then they would blow smoke out of their mouth.
I don't remember smoke. I kind of remember the ones that just rolled around. And
it was like a white smoke that they could produce for no particular reason. I couldn't figure out why.
That's awesome.
Yeah, but they were exactly like your shirt. Those robots.
Those robots
that are shaking.
They're holding hands.
Yeah, they look just like that. But they move around in circles, and their hands move around, and then they would eyes light up, and they make that. Boo, boo. You know, those gun noises, the pew, same pew, pew. Seven noises. Yeah. But they also could stop and produce smoke out of their head or whatever.
Now we have to track them down. Find them.
I should have said that. That was one of the toys that I could never figure out what it was.
Oh, no.
And I remember.
We just answered that question for the fan corner.
I know. I need to find one of those robots because those are like one of my earliest amazing toy memories. I was like, oh, my God, that's amazing.
You got to search it down. All right. So here's an interesting topic. I was like, what am I doing?
Oh, that was random. Okay, go ahead.
Random. Okay. Here's an interesting topic that it's not really toy related, but San Diego related, and we're getting ready to head there, and we've had all that other news. So this was actually a article that went in, I believe it was the New York Times. Yep, NewYorkTimes.com. It was posted on there.
Oh, yay. I love this.
And it was basically... it's basically discussing how a lot of the big studios, the big movie studios, are pulling out or reconsidering San Diego Comic-Con as a tool for marketing their films. So, here's a brief excerpt from this article. It says, in summers past, Warner Brothers used Comic-Con International... as a marketing platform for movies such as Sherlock Holmes, 300, and Sucker Punch. Walt Disney Studios staged Tron Legacy stunts there 3 years in a row. Last July, DreamWorks Animation paraded Will Ferrell, Tina Fey, and other members of the Megamind cast through the convention. This year, Warner's main studio operation is bringing nothing. Ditto for Disney, ditto for DreamWorks. The Weinstein Company, a perennial presence, will also sit this one out.
Even Marvel Entertainment, whose panel for the Avengers was a highlight of the 2010 Comic-Con, is on the fence about whether it will mount a major presentation.
It has to.
It says, Comic-Con, as a growing number of movie marketers are realizing, has turned into a treacherous place. Studios come seeking buzz, but the Comic-Con effect can be more negative than it can be positive. The swarm of dedicated fans, many of whom arrive at the convention in Japanese anime drag or draped in Ewok fur, can instantly sour on a film if it doesn't like what it sees, leaving public publicity teams with months of damaging web chatter to clean up.
How do they clean that up?
It's a red letter opportunity, but you shouldn't go simply because it sits there on the calendar, says Michael Moses, co-president of marketing for Universal. You have to be absolutely certain you have goods ready that can really make a difference for your film. It says, even joyous reaction at Comic-Con, which takes place in San Diego, as a platoon of studios learned last year, if hardcore enthusiasm doesn't spill into the mainstream. So basically they're like, you know, hardcore nerds aren't necessarily your mainstream public. It doesn't always mix together. Says, Warner got burned with Sucker Punch, which had fans vibrating with excitement in July, but failed in its March release.
Too far away.
The millions that Disney spent on Tron Legacy at Comic-Con had less than fantastic payoff. A stunt involving video of attendees trapped in coffins made a splash for Lion Gate's Buried, but the film sold just $1 million in tickets when it opened only 2 months later. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World was the big alarm. The Universal movie was the bell of last year's convention, and the studio spent heavily to make it so, draping an entire size skyscraper with an ad. Released just 3 weeks after the convention, Scott Pilgrim fizzled, and only $60 million movie sold only $32 million in tickets.
You know what? I gotta tell you, if that was the highlight of Comic-Con, I barely saw any coverage or anything about Scott
it was
Pilgrim.
Like they had that like concert thing outside and they had that big skyscraper billboard.
Yeah, but it was you know that wasn't even what I remember seeing. Yeah. You know what I remember? The Flynn's Arcade
for Tron was awesome.
Yeah.
But they're saying the same thing there.
Apparently. And I remember Skyline, the
Skyline one was big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But
that movie totally like came and went real quick. Never like hardly even saw anything about Skyline.
I watched it.
Did you?
Yep.
Was it
never
good?
Even heard of it.
Yeah. I like it. It's a weird alien movie. It's kind of like a survival alien movie. It's good. I like it. It's fun.
So they got like a quote here from like somebody who actually works for Comic-Con, who's basically saying that he doesn't detect any major shift in the film industry's stance towards Comic-Con. He says, we get more and more requests and have less ability to fulfill them, he said, adding, not every studio comes every year. So apparently Comic-Con's not worried about this. They don't care. They think everything's still okay.
Of course they need to.
It says, for certain, big Hollywood will still be represented. Universal is plotting a stunt for Cowboys and Aliens, which has the advantage of a July 29th release date, when memories of Comic-Con will still be fresh.
Mm-hmm.
Paramount plans to trot out The Adventures of Tintin, The Secret of the Unicorn, with a possible appearance by Steven Spielberg.
Whatever.
Yeah. 20th Century Fox is expected to tackle Comic-Con head-on, particularly with Rise of the Planet of the Apes, which arrives in theaters August 5th. And Sony will roll out an aggressive promotion for The Amazing Spider-Man, even though that film won't be out till July 2012.
Of the next year.
Yeah, so they're going a year early. They're going to be like, Spider-Man!
That might be interesting.
That would probably be big, though.
That would be interesting.
Spider-Man.
Who cares about Steven Spielberg, dude? And how can he... I can't confirm if I'll be there. I'm such a big person.
Yeah.
Come on, dude.
Yeah. And then, of course, it says, smaller studios Lionsgate, which won strong results last year for The Expendables, will be back, and Summit Entertainment will stage a panel for the Twilight Saga.
To say goodbye to all these nobodies.
Jesus.
Say goodbye. Say goodbye to us.
Oh, but they'll show some parts of the movie. It's going to be awesome.
So,
you won't be there, though.
I know, but...
And that's pretty much...
It'll be online.
That's pretty much the beef of the article. So... Basically, they're saying that a lot of big companies who are usually there aren't there this year. So that is kind of shocking because Warner Brothers, DreamWorks, Disney, and possibly Marvel Studios are all sitting this year out. And Marvel Studios, I think, was one of the bigger surprises in that because Avengers and Thor are out this year. Captain America, Thor out this year. Avengers is next year. And it seems weird that they're not going to keep trying to keep that promotion going for those big movies.
Well, I mean, what do they got?
Well, Avengers would be the next one,
yeah.
I guess.
Well, I guess they'll probably have like some kind of some of their guys there dressed in black and doing the thing, but you know, maybe they have that car again.
Oh yeah, 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 the Shield guys. Okay, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and Shield. I can say Shield.
And I guess Disney doesn't really have anything huge coming out.
I don't like Tron thing was they big, have you know. Is Cars 2, and I think that comes out before Comic-Con. See,
they didn't really promote any of the animation stuff.
They'll probably just put a display somewhere.
They were pumping Tron huge last year, which was I thought was great. You know, I like Tron, and Flynn's Arcade was so cool.
That was amazing. The dance but studio. And everything.
It sucks learning that apparently they didn't really help them because I guess the movie didn't make back as much as they were hoping it would make back. It did apparently do good enough to warrant a sequel and a cartoon series, because we are getting another Tron movie, and we're getting a Tron cartoon series.
Yeah, how much
so obviously it did good enough.
Yeah, how much merchandise was sold.
You obviously know. It did good enough, but it surprises me that apparently they weren't happy with their promotion at Comic-Con.
I need 3 gold Rolexes in my hand. Not 2!
There you go.
Scrap it!
So, I don't know, man. I just...
There'll be TV series, is there, though?
Yeah, and last year they did. Walking Dead was a big one there last year. Big, that was really cool.
Big Bang Theory, I'll be there.
No, that's awesome. They were there last year too.
And Chuck will be there.
And those are like nerd oriented shows, so it totally makes sense for those to be at Comic Con.
They had Chuck was there last year. They did a little panel and signing, but like that show's kind of gotten
it's stopped. Done now, isn't it? Right? Didn't it stop? Isn't this the last season?
I don't know.
I don't know for sure.
I watched it for the first 2 seasons and like some with the 3, but it just got kind of stale.
Did it?
I was done with it.
I still love Big Bang Theory. That's one of my favorite shows.
Shelton's awesome.
Love that show. Love
him. I haven't even watched a single one of those shows yet.
You should.
Yeah, you really should. I have. Bazinga! Topanga.
Topanga.
So I don't know. Do you really think this is going to be... There's probably still
there's
be
so
a lot
much
of guys
stuff going
there.
On yeah. with the video game companies and all the comic and all the different entertainment and the music, and it's like, I don't even know if that's going to make a difference.
I don't think so either.
It'll just
honestly,
be a few panels.
They're
going to
fill that
go
place
to.
Regardless.
Exactly.
If they lose a spot, they'll fill it with much more people.
Yep, you're right.
We're probably not going to notice any change.
Well, it's just like that guy. I'm sure that was just a damage control quote by this guy working there, but he's probably still exactly right. He's like, I haven't noticed a difference. So we're still going to fill this place up, and he's right.
Yeah,
he's
I mean, absolutely would right. it change? It might change some of the big advertisements on the outside, which I just go, oh, that's cool, and walk right in.
Exactly, yeah. Right? Like, it's cool seeing the big, crazy advertisements and everything, but...
At the same time, you know, unless they're
giving
me something...
not necessarily what we're there for.
Yeah,
you know?
Unless you're actually handing me something that I get to keep, that's cool.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, like the awesome Tron pouch with the Flynn's Arcade tokens in it.
Yeah.
That was awesome!
Yeah, I'm cool about that.
That's
but,
super
But
cool.
if you're just going to be like... Here's a flyer for our movie. Screw your flyer. That's going on the ground. That's going on the ground.
On the ground. So many flyers on the ground. Yeah, so many flyers on the ground there. Oh, my God. So, all right. Well, there we go. I thought that article was interesting, so I definitely thought we'd bring that up. But San Diego Comic-Con is fast approaching, and we will definitely be there. We will be covering the event, and I am already getting very, very excited.
Hey, let's start again this time. Let's do Scavenger Hunt from Fans' Choice.
So how does this work?
They will submit a huge list of items they want us to find.
Oh my God!
And we have to take our picture by the item to confirm it, and we'll create a page specifically for the finds that we find.
We got to find a way to like work out into a contest of some sort, though. How can we do that?
Well, how can it be a contest? We're the one competing.
Does it have to be toys, or can it be
anything? It could
be,
like, anything. Like, somebody dressed up, or they want me to find just 50 random items... That is possible to be at the con, but it may be difficult to find.
So what about, like, if someone wants you to go get a picture with somebody?
Yeah, like a Princess Leia, like, picture. Boom.
Yeah, a celebrity. Of Leia.
You can
easily
even say,
done.
You say a celebrity, but that celebrity is actually going to be there, then that would count.
Oh, that'd be hard.
I know what I want your picture with. You have to get a picture of Jacob if he's there for Twilight.
There's no way I'd be able to get a picture of any of the celebrities. Those guys are all under, like, super, like, lockdown when they're at that place.
Anything there, like, a specific comic book, maybe on Batman 322.
Oh
you have to
God.
Find that and take a picture.
If there's someone dressed up
a certain
as a
toy.
Disney character, get a picture.
We're going to be trying to
somebody puking, you know.
Oh, Oh.
And we did see it. We did see it,
yes,
remember?
Yes. Walking in that one yep. day, right next to us, like walking across Ew. The street. Oh my God, dude. I forgot about that. That lady just like bent over and hurled.
If you want to see some protesters, you know, a picture of a protester.
I want to see protesters.
That'll happen again. I bet those same people are there this year.
Take pictures of their signs. What do they say?
It could be at the con across the street and all the events.
There are the people telling us that we're going to hell if we're going to a convention.
For a convention? A toy convention?
Yep. Because we idolize superheroes. Yeah. That's what they said. Our superheroes are our gods.
And then Bender was out there saying kill all humans.
Yeah, and then Bender was out there protesting right next to him with the sign that said kill all humans. That was my favorite, dude. Oh my God, Bender was my hero. Destroy all humans.
Take pictures of those. I want to see. You didn't take pictures of those before.
I didn't take a lot of pictures last year. I got this better phone now, so I'll probably take a lot of pictures with my phone and I'll send them to you. Sure. And I will definitely be, hey, we'll start pumping this now. Twitter, guys. You need to follow us on Twitter. You can follow Pop Culture Net. You can follow Pixel Dan. I will be, for sure, updating both of those accounts through the entire week we're at Comic-Con with photos and updates. I'll sit in the panels, and as I get updates, I'll be tweeting the updates. So that's the best way you guys can pay attention to us, is to follow the Twitter accounts. So definitely do that.
I'll tweet right now on my phone.
Yeah, kill him. Tweet right now.
I'm on the show.
I'm recording It Figures. Booyah. I'm actually going to do that.
All right. Not if I do it first.
It's a race. You can do
Pixel. I'll do a PowerPoint.
Okay, all right. I'm
Twitter.
Recording.
Figures.
Recording It Figures.
Right now. Booyah. I had to add
Bazinga.
Booyah. Oh, except auto correct changed it to booth. No, not booth.
Right now.
Booyah.
Topanga.
Look, it's like you're spelling that wrong. No, I'm not. Now it's tweeted. You guys might have already seen that. What? What? By the time you listen to this, you'll be like, I totally read that tweet. Oh my gosh. That's what they're going to say.
I says recording It Figures right now. Topanga.
Topanga. Awesome. Hey, and the pop culture one's linked to the front page of the site, so everybody can see it.
Yeah. Topanga.
All right.
Hey, that'd be one of the items you have to find. Take your picture with Topanga. That would be amazing.
Oh, my God.
If she's there.
Hey, if I see Topanga, can I kiss her?
Yes.
No.
He says yes.
Absolutely.
No.
And it's Topanga.
And
no.
You can go under the shirt.
Can I hug? One time. I can go under the shirt?
Yeah.
Is that true?
That is true.
She says no.
No.
What do you mean?
Can I hug her?
It's Topanga. It's not like some random person.
It's not like she's on the television show anymore.
So?
She's still in my mind.
Can I hug her?
You can hug her.
Yes! I'm hugging Topanga.
Cheap feels.
Cheap feels.
Cop. You're right.
Slapping now.
Oh, don't slap me. Awesome. All right, guys. Make sure you're checking out PopCultureNetwork.com on a
totally
daily basis.
He would totally do it.
To what? Cheap.
And then when I
Pixel Dan is known for cheap feels. Don't ever hug Pixel Dan, by the way, because he does.
I'll wait for the phone call.
He lets you rub against them a little too long.
What are you talking about? Listen to this guy.
Harassed Topanga and got put in jail.
Last year he hugged
Shang
Long.
Money to bail me out.
You hugged Shang Long and you held him a little too long.
I don't think I
you
remember.
You all let him rub on you.
Oh, okay.
So.
Yep, that's what I do, apparently. I love hugs.
He's very awkward.
He does.
Don't shake his hand. If he shakes his hand, just shake it and get done. Don't let him hold it a little longer. He'll hold it just a little long, you know what I mean? And he'll look at you right in your eye.
Now I can't wait to see how many people just run up and hug me at San Diego Comic-Con because of
Let's
you.
Make it a game.
He's
how many people
creepy.
Can we get to...
Pixel Dan,
Dan
is super creepy.
This is not a fun game, guys. I don't want a bunch of people just running, hey, Pixel Dan, hug me.
Make sure you have Xbox.
I mean, like, I'll be nice. I'll hug you back. But
of
man.
Course he will. He'll be snatching your people up.
Hide your kids, hide your wives, and hide your husbands. All right. So, anyway, yeah, that whole PopCultureNetwork.com. Make sure you're going there, daily basis. We got lots of videos, lots of news has been posted lately, and Well, we're working on a lot of reviews right now and a lot of Mattel stuff that's going to be flooding the pages these next few days. So stay tuned for reviews of DC Universe Wave 17 and 18, I believe it is.
Super Friends.
Young Justice stuff, the Masters of the Universe Classics, Megator and Clawful just went up, and some Green Lantern Movie Master stuff is going up. So lots of great things. Oh, and we've already got two San Diego Comic-Con exclusives. How about that? Kilowog from the Movie Masters line and Young Justice Superboy. We will have reviews of both of those hitting the site within the next couple weeks. So definitely stay tuned. A lot of cool things are rolling in.
Coming weeks?
Yeah, week or two. How long is it gonna take? No, next week or so. We'll have everything up.
Somebody's going to get fired. That's Scotty Cash, better hurry.
That's Scotty Cash, better hurry.
He's so close.
While you're there, make sure you guys check out the store by clicking the store icon on the front page of the site. We have got a ton of new product in this last week. So
Ton.
That is, like, serious. We got a case of DC Universe Wave 17 just came in. That's the Lantern Wave.
Almost gone. Hurry up.
It's already almost gone. We got a case of the first series of Batman Legacy figures from Mattel, which is Batman, Joker, and Mr. Freeze.
Mr. Freeze.
Freeze! So those are in stock. We got a lot of NECA products. So we got the Assassin's Creed 2 Ezio figures, the white and the black costume. Uh-huh. We got the Scarface Tony Montana figures.
Blue and white.
Blue and white variants.
We have the Scream 4.
Scream 4 Ghostface, yep. And we have the Zombie Mask variant.
We got the Hypo Needles back in stock.
From Bioshock.
Because you need one of those, and you do. And we got the Big Daddies from Bioshock 2.
The light-up Big Daddies with the LED lights.
And the Rosie Daddy. One.
Yep.
So.
Yep, and Rosie Big Daddy.
Oh, what
yep.
else? What else? What else? Oh, Super Beastio. El
Super Beastio. Yep, the Rob Zombie line. We got those. We got a ton of loose UFC figures from Jack's Pacific, if you like the UFC stuff.
The Gizmo. We got Gizmo Go figures.
Yep, the Go Gizmo Go figures from NECA, which are like the pullback wind-up little gizmos in the car and stuff.
The next G.I. Joe Pursuit of Cobra line.
Yep, new wave of G.I. Joe Pursuit of Cobra, which has got Cobra Commander and the Jungle Bat. Lots of cool stuff. So we've been stocking up this week, man. We've gotten so many shipments from our distributors.
What else? What else?
What else did we get? I think that's most of it, right?
And hopefully you pay attention to the store, because last weekend we ran at 30% off all movies all weekend long.
Oh, yes, we did.
So,
we have any toy sales coming up?
Yeah, I'm going to do a toy sale. We're going to have probably two toy sales before San Diego, and I'm not going to tell you when. They're going to be random.
Okay.
I'll probably tell one, but keep checking. Usually on the weekends I throw the sales on. So keep checking this site, the store, and you might catch a good sale, because I think the next one's going to be 20% off. All toys.
Sweet.
Soon.
Awesome. Well, there you go, guys.
But I'm not going to tell you when.
Not going to tell you. It's a secret. So you got to keep shopping at the store. So popculturenetwork.com, click on the store icon. So that's going to do it for this week's episode of It Figures. So until next Wednesday, I'm Pixel Dan.
I'm Stina.
I'm killing it.
We'll see you guys next week.